So there are 48 Kinyani Hatayah. Now, the altar from Kelm, and it's brought down, but all the big mashpichim of Chatzka Levenstein, of Dessler, there's telling me that you don't need a sefer. You just listen closely. We're good. The Chatzka Levenstein, of Dessler, and Revolver all brought down, and it's brought down on every other sefer too. Now, the reason why there's 48 Kinyani HaTorah is because when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were trying to prepare to Mekabel HaTorah. And they had 49 days. So every single day, you want to get close to Mekabel HaTorah. So the thing that they did in Kelm, and in Altar for Kelm, and the thing that all the Mashgichim are suggesting, that every single day work on one, and then the last day, try to go over everything together. Now, we're going to try to take a little bit more time than that, but there's something to have to do with this time of our life during Svira that has to do with Kinyani HaTorah, to learn these Kinyani HaTorah. So we're going to work on it. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to work on it. Now, let's try to figure out, what is the purpose of Kinyani HaTorah? So first, I want to read for you some things I saw about the Kinyani HaTorah. And why it's so important. There's so many different ones of them. We'll do a little bit at a time. But this is just as a hakdama. The Chazon Ish writes that binogea te kinyani HaTorah im loy asa hakinyanim loy kana. If you didn't do a kinyan, you were not kana. And it's brought down from the Alter from Kelm. He says that it's just like, you know, and any kinyan, kiddushin, you know, those people getting married. We have a big chassan today from Harav Chaim Zeman is getting married today. If you get married and you don't do one of the three kinyanim, kesef, shtar, via, as we learned, then you're not kinyan. And you can't do it. Hashem says that in order to get Torah, you need kinyani HaTorah. So what do you do to get, what kinyanim do we have to do? Now, if you don't do it, you're not kinyan. So we think people are sitting and learning, what do you mean? I know a lot of Torah, and I didn't do any of the Kinyani HaTorah. So we're going to have to try to understand, what does that mean? You think you know the Torah, but maybe you don't really know Torah. Maybe it's not the real Torah. And we're going to try to understand what it is about Kinyani HaTorah. It says as follows.
Is the Kinyani HaTorah for this Pirkei Avos, is this the whole entire Torah, or is it only like actually learning Torah, or is it like it's Midos, it's Kavod, it's this, it's that?
Good. So I want to explain that. What does it mean, Kinyani? What does it mean to be kind of Torah? In other words, if you want to know, you know, Arba Avos Nezikim, Hashara Bar Ma'avehever, I know that I learned it, and I can teach it to a guy, and he knows the same thing. So now, Elamai, what does it mean to be a from Jew? A from Jew has to do with Kinyani HaTorah. So we're going to try to understand how important it is and what that means, kinyanim of Torah, as far as what does it mean? How you kind it? Well, I went to the store and I bought it, but the truth is that it really is that way, because Hashem says that it's different. He gave us the Torah, and not only did he give us the Torah, he sold to us the Torah and himself with it. Hashem sold himself with the Torah. When I learned the Torah, I bought the Torah and I bought Hashem. I own Hashem. What in the world does that mean? How can we understand the Bachlal? So the first thing that I would like to share is Rabbeinu Yoina on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It's a different Mishnah and not in this parak. It says, Haskein Asmacha Lilmoid She'ena Yerushalach. Prepare yourself to learn Torah, because it's not a Yerusha to you, because you don't just inherit Torah. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Yonah, he says, and I'm reading, it says, Haskein lomoid midois toivos. You hear that? Learn midois toivos. Teach yourself midois toivos in order that you should be able to learn Torah. Wow. Now, midois toivos, learn Torah. I know it's a good thing. You know, we say, if you're a Talmud Chacham, so people look up to you, so you should have good midois. Right, but what does midas tevis have to do with learning Torah? And there's one more Rabbeinu Yonah, the same concept. Rabbeinu Yonah, remember, is a rishon, and Rabbeinu Yonah says that it says another mishnah says im ein yira, ein chachma. if there's no Yira, if you don't have Yira Shemayim, Ein Chachma, then you don't have Chachma Sater. Sheikhs, it's a good thing to have. He says, you have to have Yira to do Tikkun HaMidas. And if you don't have Tikkun HaMidas, your Chachma, which means your Torah, is not worth much. So we're going to try to understand. One more thing I would like to say, that there's a famous statement that says that you know, if someone learns Torah, you know what people say about them? Ashrei Aviv Shalimdei Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalimdei Torah. That's now, again, learning Torah, someone's a big, someone's a good connection, you can say a good shtickle Torah, you say Ashrei Rabbi and Ashrei Aviv Shalimdei Torah, what's so special about him? Because he's a special person. Now, what does Torah have to do with being a special person? How does that work and how does it make it work? So one thing I think is very important to bring down is something that Rav Aaron Cutler in his Sefer Mishnah Sevarim explains, and I have it over here in my Sefer B'nai Chayil, brings it down. We know in the time of Svira, I'm not talking about Svira, but it just comes of, it's just good. We know that in the time of Svira, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. Now, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, it's clear that they were the people that were supposed to give Torah over to Klal Yisrael. And they were on a very high level. And they were punished for something on a very small level, on a small chet that they had. And it wasn't something that we really understand. Why should it be that way? That they, such a small thing, and they all have to die for that. Says Rabbi Aaron, that being the Rabbi Akiva actually was, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu looked at Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu said that who is this person? Why did he give Torah through Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva is in a certain way, he is, aside from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Torah he gave Torah to us through Rabbi Akiva. We get Torah through Rabbi Akiva. Now says Rabbi Aaron that at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva found five people, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, to Rabbi Yeshua, five people, he gave Torah through them. And that's what the Torah we have. But now these 24 people were going to be the people that sent over Torah to us. And it was going to be much bigger than it is now, but it was going to be through them. Now, when you realize how important these people are, even though there was just a small aver and a little chet and not something that we understand so much that it's so bad, but when you're giving over the Torah, it's such a high level of responsibility that you're the one that's a meister Torah. If you're the one that's giving over the whole Torah, so then you don't have a choice. It has to be perfect. And someone with bad midas can't give over Torah. And part of being the people, the Torah people, is having good midas. It's not a second thing. I would say, some people like using the word Torah in Derech Eretz, Derech Eretz in Torah. It's neither. Rabbeinu Yonah says that this is, that you need midas in order to learn Torah. It's a kinyan of Torah. You buy Torah through the midas, and that's a kinyan. And we can only get it if we have good midas. All these kinyanim Torah have a lot to do with midas. As Torah is learning, but it's a lot of midas. And without that, Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died not because they were bad. It's a political thing. Because they were on a pedestal that they're the ones who are going to give over the Torah. Now, if they don't have good midas, it's going to be given over in a bad way. And therefore, it couldn't stay that way. And we had to change it. And therefore, they couldn't live. And Rabbi Kiva had to find new Talmidim. And he had to start it over. And Rabbi Kiva did realize. It says he spoke to the Talmidim. He said, without midas, there's nothing to talk about. Because look what happened before. And he started over in a new way. And it's a tremendous lesson that we have to understand about a responsibility of us learning. The Reb Chatzkel Levinstein said that the memches kinyanim of Torah, which in a lot of it, most of it are midas, he says, is the neshama of the Torah itself. In other words, that we are who we are, and we have a neshama, which tells us, you know, which keeps us close to Hashem, whatever it is. The memches kinyanim are, that itself is a neshama. Now, how does it work? So, Rabbi Eli Apian, I sort of brought down like this. He gave a mashal. I'm trying to understand that so many people learn so much Torah, and we don't understand really. We don't understand really that, you know, people learn. Look, a lot of people say, hey, he's not such a good person, but look, he learns, he knows Torah. Anyone in shul says something, and when the rabbi speaks, he always has what to say, and he talks to him, and he sometimes argues with the rabbi. He knows exactly what he's talking about. It's a big deal. So he's not such a good man. That's what we feel, and it really bothers us because that's not what a Talmud Chacham should be. We know what Talmud Chacham is supposed to be, as the Gemara says. Talmud Chacham is like the Aron Kodesh. There's gold inside and gold outside. It's supposed to be gold. His midas is supposed to be gold. He's eitz. A person eitz chayim. The Torah is eitz, but he has to have midas that in the inside is beautiful, and the outside is midas are beautiful. That's what's supposed to be. And you see someone that doesn't have good midas, it bothers you. But you don't know why does it bother you. He's sitting and learning. What's he doing wrong? That's our feeling. Says Rabbi Eli Apian, I want to explain to you, what does it mean that this guy who's learning Torah without midas is not koina Torah? It looks like he has Torah. He could say a shir kali. He gets up and he has what to say. He knows, he remembers, even more than some people that have good midas. So Rabbi Eli Apian said that he gives a mashal that if you have someone, you can have someone with a lot of real estate, a lot of, I think it's much easier if he has a lot of buildings and has to be managed and there's different apartments and there's one person that he has that's in charge of all his real estate. He has other businesses, one person in charge of all his real estate. And this guy has a whole bunch of people working for him, but he knows about every single building, how many apartments, what's in each apartment, which ones are good, which ones are not good, the ones that need this kind of help and that kind of help. And he understands, he knows everything, where they are and everything about them, which ones are doing well and in what way and what needs help. He is on top of the whole thing. And sometimes he said you can know even more than the Baal Bais himself. He's really, really involved in what's going on over here. However, there's this big difference between him and the Baal Bais. The person who owns it, it's his. And the person who doesn't own it, he just knows what's going on. And when something comes, when someone needs to make a payment, it could be the owner could just take the whole thing and he could mortgage this or he could sell it off and this guy has no job anymore. He has it. He knows it. But does that mean, what does that mean about him? He has a job that he's paying for. Okay, he has a salary. But it's not his. There's something that makes it yours. What's yours? A kinyan. If you use the kinyanim, then not only do you know Torah, it becomes yours. The Chazal say that you work on something, it becomes yours. The Torah becomes yours. There's 48 ways of working. And when you do these 48 ways of working, then Torah could become yours. It could become something that you feel close to. And that's why it bothers you so much when someone who learns Torah and is not acting what the Torah is telling you. You know why? Because you know what he's really doing? He's saying the Torah is one thing and I'm something else. It's not mine. It's not me. I'm not part of it. So it really disturbs you because you know what the Torah says to be a good person. And he doesn't look like he's such a good person. And that bothers because he didn't make a kinyan on the Torah. It's not his. He has it. He knows it, but it might go away. And that's something that Mitzvah, I plan on talking a little more about. There's a famous story that Chazanish had someone came into him and he was a good person, but he was a firm person, a very irrational mind. He came and he asked the Chazanish a question. He talked a little bit in learning. He wasn't the best in learning. And you know, Chazanish, everyone who was top of learning would just come into him, and like you know, he was the one place. He was like, we don't have anything like that today. And after he walked out, the Chazanish said, ah, that's a Talmud Chacham. And everyone said, he's a good person. He davens nicely. He's from. He's everyone loves him. He has beautiful midas. What do you mean a Talmud Chacham? So Chazanish said, you don't know what a Talmud Chacham is. A Talmud Chacham is someone who had kinyani haTorah, makes the Torah part of him. He works on all these 48 things that says in the Mishnah. That's a Talmud Chacham. Someone who knows Torah, big deal. That doesn't mean anything to him. But when you have someone like the Chazon Ish, who knew everything, and he had these mitzvos and whatever, that's the highest that we can get. And whatever, hopefully we'll go through Kinani Atara, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll be able to make Torah into something that really becomes part of us, changes us, and we can live with it, and we can appreciate it. And we should only hear good stuff. Mitzvah Hashem is Baruch.